Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Bailcast. I am Gio.
And I'm Bart Kwan.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm Gio Kwan. That's it? Okay. And today's episode is going to be fun as fuck. A week ago, I asked you guys on my Instagram story. If you're not following me, please go ahead and do that right now. Go to Gio_Antoinette. Don't ask me to spell it. I barely learned how to spell Antoinette. And then we got Bart. That's
B-A-R-T-K-W-A-N. Go to Bart Kwan on Instagram and follow me as well. And also, we never do this, but if you like this podcast,
oh, yeah.
Can you please give it a thumbs up and share it and turn on your notifications and tell your friends to do it as well?
Yes, because we're not the worst business people, dude.
We're not very good YouTubers, and so we do put up content, and I would like to think that it's pretty awesome, and I know we have a pretty good following that people love, but we don't do a good job of helping grow the channel and get the good word out. So if you could help us, hit the thumbs up, hit the like, share with your friends, turn on notifications. That'd be freaking awesome.
Yes. You can tell we purely love doing this shit for the sake of doing it. Because we don't want anything in return. But come on now. We gotta step up our game. Okay, so yes, going back to Instagram, I asked you guys in a story, I was like, hey, what are your assumptions about Bart and I? And I specifically wanted to do it on our podcast just because I like getting deep with shit and I like bouncing off back and forth ideas or whatever. And Instagram only lets you do it for a minute and I ain't about that minute life. So here we are. I have all of your guys' assumptions and they were fucking cracking me up. So I didn't read all of them. I only skimmed through them for like maybe 3 minutes when I first posted. You ready?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So one of the assumptions is you married Bart purely for Chinito Gomez.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So Chinito Gomez, if you guys don't know who that is, it's an old JK Films reference of a character that Bart made up. And it's these Asian guys from the hood. I guess they grew up in East LA or something. Yeah. And then that was
Islos.
And then that was their name, like Chinito Gomez. Love it.
Yeah. And also here's a little backstory because some of you guys might be really new. You guys might have came here for JK News or came here for JK Party. What JK Films, what she's talking about is that was our old school sketch channel where we used to do short film sketches and also skits. So we played a lot of different characters on there. So if you look it up, you'll see, like, if you ever come across like me as an old man and stuff like that, or Joe as an Asian mom, that's where that stuff came from.
Yeah. Yeah. We've lived many, many lives. Okay. Another one is hitting it from behind in the shower is easier because of our height difference.
It's actually harder.
Is it?
Don't you ever see I'm always on my tippy toes?
I do, and I feel so bad.
Does that distract you when you're trying to be in this mindset of pleasure?
Give a fuck.
And you look down and you see like the arches of my feet.
In the beginning it was funny, but I've been with you for a decade now.
I see.
Yeah. I just try to get low.
So from the back, I have to. Here's my secrets. I try to spread her legs as far apart so it lowers her hips, and then I have to get on my tippy toes and I try to like thrust upwards. That might be TMI for too many information, but if you like it,
I don't give a
hit
fuck.
A thumbs up and share it on notifications.
If it's TMI, then you're obviously on the wrong fucking podcast because we go deep in TMI.
Yeah.
I'm doing like a roulette style and I'm just fucking letting it rip. Ready?
Yep.
Tell me when to stop.
No.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wait. This is not a fucking assumption. This is a straight up question. I'm not answering it. Heeled toes. What does that mean?
What?
Held to, okay, I don't know what that means. Gio has definitely eaten Bart's ass. I've tried it. I think we did it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it once and I was just like, that's not my cup of tea. And that was about it.
It wasn't my cup of tea either. Like, I'm not Joe. I know Joe loves that shit. For me, I think she licked it. I was like, oh, I squeezed my ass. She's like, just relax. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll take it. And then, I don't know. It does feel good because it's definitely sensitive back there. But it's not something that, like,
I don't like you in that position.
It doesn't roll my eyes back or anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've learned in my sexual experience, I've learned that I like to be more. So it depends on obviously the day. Like, I like to be dominant, but definitely more submissive dominant, if that makes sense. Like, I like to pretend like I'm about to like dominate you, but then I'd like to be going like push back and like, oh no, please no, don't no, watch, I'm gonna take over. Oh no, you got power over me again. Like, I love that.
Fine, that's awesome.
So what were we talking about? What were you saying about, oh, the butt. Yeah.
Butthole,
so
yeah.
I don't like seeing you in a vulnerable position where you're on your on your stomach.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not how I like to view you.
Yeah.
So I think that was like the major part of it, where You're just on your stomach, laying down, face in the pillow. And I know your face is in the pillow because you're not enjoying it either. So I'm like, we're not doing this shit again.
You should watch me in jiu-jitsu class. I'm being put on my stomach and my back all the time.
You do what happens. You don't like it? You laugh? You like it?
No, it's just if you don't like seeing me in that way, I'm constantly in that way.
Oh, okay. Okay. It says, I assume Gio prefers circumcised and would like it if Bart got the procedure done. I don't think I ever cared about circumcised or uncircumcised.
Does
dick.
It feel different?
No.
It doesn't feel different.
No, there's no difference. Oh. I think the shape of the dick and the size of the dick and the skills of the person matter way more than if it's circumcised or not. I think that's just a visual preference. But for me, at least, or maybe I'm not sexually experienced enough, I don't know a difference.
I was going to get circumcised when I was, I think, like 13 or 14.
Why?
So, like, you know, growing up, especially in the Western countries, most people are circumcised, right? And then when you're young, you don't have this global perspective. So all you're seeing is like, wait, how come all my friends are like circumcised, right? Yeah. And so I'm the one that's weird. Even though I think the majority of the world is uncircumcised. Yes. But you don't give a fuck about the world when you're a kid. And so
you don't
like,
even think about the world. You just think about like your seven friends.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to get circumcised. So my mom did have like some sort of surgical procedure around that time. And then so when we were there, I told the surgeon, like, oh, I'm like interested in it. And then the surgeon showed me pictures of one of his other patients where like they put gauze all over that guy's dick and like what he had to go through. And then every time, you know, when you're 13, you get no reason boners all the time. Like it would like rip the stitches and like, it was just tough. And I'm like, just imagining all the pain that would happen. I'm like,
not worth it.
I'll just be the weird one. I'm good.
Yeah. It didn't stop us from fucking. Bart loves to get his asshole tickled. Why are you guys so fascinated with Bart's asshole right now? No, Bart does. Okay, I'll let you answer.
No.
No, really? Really?
Yeah.
Nothing with your butt? No butt play?
No, I don't know. Maybe I haven't graduated there because I feel like also stimulation comes in steps.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're in the beginning, if you don't have a car, Honda Civic is tight. But once you drive a Honda Civic for a while, you're like, I got to throw some rims on there. You know, so like the excitement comes with stimulation. So maybe not yet, but who knows? Maybe in 5 years, like you might have dookie in your mouth every day.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We never know. We can evolve, y'all. This one is, you're very rich. So
very rich. That's the assumption.
I don't even know what that means.
I think rich is very relative.
It is.
Very, very relative.
Because for me, Jeff Bezos is very rich.
I mean, he's the richest, right? So yeah, there's a...
That's very rich.
Yeah, rich could be...
The Kardashians are very rich.
Some people view that you can... Like when I was growing up, if you can get McDonald's once a week, you're rich.
Yeah.
And to some people that think they're poor, they get that every day.
So this is the type of rich I am, at least. I'm rich enough to go to almost any restaurant I want to and not have to pay attention to the menu.
That's pretty awesome.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I can't go do that with cars. I cannot do that with luxury items. Yeah. I can't go to a fucking LV store and just be like, give me that one, that one, that one. No, I'm going to be like, how much is this? Oh my God, how much is this? Let's walk out.
Yeah.
Let's not waste these people's time.
But that's pretty good to be able to, you know, like $20 or less.
Yeah. So I
think about $20 or less.
Fuck yeah, baby.
That's pretty good.
So I guess to some of you guys, that's going to be fucking rich. To others?
When I was in college, when I saw people get like burger, fries, and a drink, I'm like, what the fuck? Are your parents royalty or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, there's more butt shit. I'm not going to read any more butt shit, okay,
perverts. No more butt shit.
Okay, just for the record, we don't enjoy butt shit. We don't enjoy pegging. I don't fuck Bart in the ass. Bart doesn't fuck me in the ass. We leave our buttholes alone, okay? They've gone through enough shit.
Yeah. You like what I did there? And I'm also not close to it. I'm open-minded. I just haven't graduated there.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. We're not opposed to it, but we're not there yet. And we haven't done it yet. So up until this point, your assumptions are incorrect. Okay. Before you guys had door locks for Tyka, he kept walking in on you guys doing it. You little perverts. Tyka has never seen us have sex, ever.
Ever.
We're waiting for that day to happen, but he hasn't graduated to that either.
He's probably going to throw up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ruin his life.
Yeah.
Not on purpose either, but that's just his bad. But no, he's never walked in on us having sex.
Yeah.
That you ate Bart's ass. What the fuck, you guys?
Stop reading those ones,
I'm not trying to. I'm just really trying to be as fair as possible. I just
give it to me
then,
because I could read it before I say it. All right. Let's see. Bart is a baby and you're not as mean as you show on YouTube or JK.
I'm not mean at all. I'm actually one of the sweetest people that you'll ever have in your fucking corner.
Then why do you think people think you're mean?
Oh, I think it's just the character that I play.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fun to play things up. You know, like you want to gauge what the room vibe is. And then if it's a playtime, then you just kind of want to play up different things. You know, if you have someone that's super sensitive and you have someone that's super, I don't know, jokey. And then you have someone that's, so everyone kind of takes their own role. And I just like amping up whatever I'm just naturally good at. And that's just clowning on people or just dissing or just being a bitch.
Yeah. Like I think really like, nice. On JK News, like over the years and JK Party and everything, even on here a little bit, we kind of evolved to having like this like dysfunctional marriage vibe where it's kind of like married to children. And it's so fun because we get to roast and clown on each other.
Oh, it's fucking the best.
But it's just for camera. You know, like, I think like everyone has multiple facets to them. Like The Rock isn't all about fitness all the fucking time. You know, like I'm sure he cries during Kung Fu Panda. Like everyone's everything, you know? So
yeah, we're all multifaceted people. And I'm honestly a fucking cool ass person. And I hope one day we get to meet and have a conversation and you can experience me for yourself.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Bart still grosses you out sometimes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Every fucking day.
When's the last time I grossed you out?
Not today.
But you just said every fucking day and you said not today.
Well, I mean, today's what? It's barely noon.
Okay.
There's still a lot of time left.
So 12 hours already.
We haven't eaten together.
We did. We 12
hours. We woke up at like 7 in the morning.
In the car.
Yeah, but I'm driving. I'm trying to preserve your life.
Okay.
So I'm not paying attention to you.
Okay.
So yes, you gross me out quite a bit. The bottom of his feet are hella calloused and they're dry and they're cracked and that grosses me the fuck out. He has like fungus feet nails. That grosses me out. He has some nasty stank breath in the morning. That grosses me out. Like it's real shit, baby. Like all that, like his farts gross me out. Yeah. All right. I still fuck him though. And that's really sexy.
Oh yeah, you do. I bet you guys have had a threesome before.
No, we've never had a threesome. We've talked about having threesomes, but I don't think it's anywhere near a reality anytime soon. Not for me, at least. What about you? I'm the only one answering.
No, you answered for us, so I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
You're the type of parents everyone wants to have.
I would hope so. We try really hard to be really good parents. We try really hard to honor and respect our son and see him as a cool little individual that's already programmed with his own software. And we really try to nurture that. So if that makes us cool parents, then I'll fucking take it.
Yeah, we try really hard to be the parents that we wished we have, but not over what we think Tyka needs.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, if we end up going exactly what we wish we have, we're also not taking him into consideration.
Yes.
And I think taking the kid into consideration is the number one thing. So
yeah, if you guys want to be adopted, let me know. I'll bring you guys in and you guys will all be an adopted family. We'll be the Brady Bunch.
This is funny. Bart used to do hard drugs. That's not an assumption because
he's said
the
it.
Truth. Yeah.
Yeah, millions of times.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs have you done?
Just ecstasy and like weed.
And shrooms. And
oh, right. And shrooms.
What else have you done? I feel like you've done something.
No, that's
no,
it.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I know people that have done.
I've never done heroin, never done cocaine. Never done meth. Well, I guess I have done meth because meth is in a lot of ecstasy, but never cocaine or heroin. Just too scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Where is that one? Oh, Bart is secretly bi. I'm not.
Let's talk about it, baby.
I am not secretly bi.
Why? What do you got against bi people?
I have nothing against bi people or tri people or quad people.
Nice.
But I've told this story on JK News. When I was in high school, that was when like when my first exposure to people coming out was a thing.
And yeah, it was pretty popular for some reason.
Yeah, so I was just like, and until then, I didn't even know that there were homosexuals. So I was like, wait, am I? How do you know if you are? Like, and then you would always hear stories of people coming out of the closet because they're confused because they felt like there was like societal pressures. So they don't know what they are. So I was like, I guess the only way to test for me is if I'm get turned on. So I watch like my favorite porno to get
good
turned on.
Good for you. I like that you were open-minded.
Yeah, I turned on my favorite porno to get turned on and I found two dudes butt fucking. And then I was like, oh, I don't think this turns me on. And
nice.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Now
I
you
guess,
know.
I guess I'm not.
Hey, but you don't know. You haven't graduated yet, right? Things might change.
You just never know. Let's see.
These are funny.
Yeah.
There's so much butt play
shit. A lot of sex ones.
Well, let's talk about those sex ones. I guess they need more people to be real
but
in their life.
They're all about the sex. I mean, they're all, so like a lot of them, they kind of like, you have sex 3 times a week. You guys have sex all the times. I jerk off to you. You know, there's a lot of,
thank you.
There's a lot of just sex stuff.
You jerk off to me. Thanks.
And then there's like, you've experienced or experimented with bondage and or pegging while on Barbell Brigade pre-workout.
That's fucking funny, but no, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I'll read it. You suck.
I suck?
Yeah.
I feel like I was way better.
Fine. You're just skimming through it. I'm going through all of it.
No, what you do is you read them and you go, why did I read that one? So I'm actually filtering. Because I'm being fair.
I'm not trying to filter. That's my point. I'm not trying to filter. Okay. Right. But real quick, I do want to introduce our first sponsor. Super happy to be working with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, you're in luck. BetterHelp will assist your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communication in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It is a professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So it's finally time for you to take charge of your mental health. And I think this is a year for you to do it. We've been through so much shit in 2020. I think 2021 is the year where we're like, whoa, what happened last year? We got to take charge of that. We got to get ourselves right. We got to get our minds right because everything starts from within. And if there are things that you want to achieve in this life, you really have to change yourself in order to achieve those, right? Because no one else is going to achieve them for you. And if they do achieve them for you and you're one of those lucky people that gets that done, you're not going to be happy with it because you didn't achieve it yourself. Like us as humans, we need the challenge. And that's, you know, that's what makes us humans. Like when we have the challenge and we overcome it, we feel proud of ourselves and we feel like we've had these achievements. And then we're excited to live life. So take this time to take care of yourself and take advantage of BetterHelp. So make sure to go to betterhelp.com/bill. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, that's betterhelp.com/bill. And we're back. Okay. I'm really not trying to... filter.
Okay.
You want to keep going?
No.
Okay. You've had sex at all your work offices. At all your work offices? I don't think I've had sex with you at our the JK News office.
I don't think so either. Wait, have we? Have we done on the floor?
I don't think we would do anything on that floor. That floor is disgusting.
I think we rolled out a romantic sleeping bag.
Are you sure?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
We've been together for a long time,
way
guys.
Way too long. So yeah, I'm not sure, but we haven't done it in this office because we just moved in here. But things might change right after this clip.
Especially
right after this,
how much you're riling us up.
Yeah, I know, with all the sex talk. Yeah. Ooh.
But we did have sex in the old JK office where we destroyed.
Oh yeah, we definitely fucked in there.
Yeah.
Joe dared you to go on a date with Bart. Funny enough, I didn't meet Joe. Oh no, I did meet Joe when we, okay. We met before we got together, but Joe and I were not tight. So we would never have one-on-one conversations like that. So no, Joe didn't dare us. I think the universe plotted for us to get together and caused us to get stuck in a snowstorm of some sort and get locked in a car for 4 hours. That's how we hung out the first time.
Very true. Thank you, universe.
Y'all are freaks in the sheets. I don't know what you consider a freak, but we definitely have a good time. We don't have toys other than like a vibrator.
I don't think we're freaks.
Yeah, I don't think we're freaks either.
Like we don't punch each other in the face or choke each other.
No, we're not like, freaky. Or like, but we have some bomb ass sex though.
Or like crush kiwis and juice it on each other.
No, we don't do that. But we definitely don't have vanilla sex where Bart just pulls his dick out of a hole. You know what I mean? Like we're full on naked.
Where I wear my PJs still.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. We're for sure naked or I'll dress up in like sexy lingerie or whatever.
Yeah.
And we just kind of go with the flow and we end up in position like weird positions, like sometimes we're standing up or I'm upside down or whatever. I don't think that's freaky. I mean, to some that might be freaky, I guess.
No, it's still
for the
not
vanillas
freaky.
It's freaky.
None of that's a freaky.
Okay. Gio loves anal. No, I do not.
Nice assumption.
Yeah.
I think that's wishful thinking. That's not assumption.
I know, right? Ooh, please. Bart for sure gets pegged by Gio. Why do you guys
see a lot of the same ones?
No, that just doesn't happen. You guys have sex like every night. No, we don't. We don't have sex every night.
We wish, but when you have a kid.
We want to have sex every night. We look at each other like, I want to fuck you so good.
Yeah, we'll talk about it during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then once
We have mental sex every day, huh, baby?
Yes. But once we put Taika to sleep and we're just so fucking exhausted, we just, sometimes we don't even say anything. We're just like, we're not gonna say anything? No? Okay. And then we're just on our phones for like 30 minutes. We both knock out.
Bart will never change his style, unlike Gio. I don't know what that means.
I think so.
Oh, what's up?
So I think what they're saying is like, I pretty much am like the same person like we talked about before, right? Where I'm just like a Vans kind of guy. And I just never change my style versus you. You're constantly changing and you're very colorful and you do all those things.
Yeah.
I think that's actually like a good assumption actually. Cause I feel like,
good job.
I don't know if I'll change my style. You're right.
You don't want any more kids. So that's kind of a yes and no. In my heart, it's a yes.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the more the merrier. But in my mind, it's a no because our life is just so busy already. And I feel like we already give Taika a lot of attention. But to have another person to share that attention with, I feel like I'd be robbing Taika of a really cool upbringing. So that's my no. So my heart is yes. My head is no.
Yeah. I also don't know if it's going to be like full rations, though. You know, like if we need X amount of time for Taika,
yeah.
I don't think with the second kid, it's 2X. I think now it's like just like maybe 1.5 now.
Yeah. Just the second kid is just going to get the short end of the stick because he just never had us all to himself the way Taika did.
That's true. But then he also gets the long end of the stick because he actually has a big brother that Taika never had.
That's true. Yeah. It's a give and take.
Yeah.
So that's my answer for that. You get easily irritated at one another. Back in the day?
I think back in the day we did. But yeah. We've been working on our relationship a lot for the last couple of years.
We're pretty fucking awesome.
And I don't think so. Like before we'd had fights and sometimes it'd carry out where we like give each other the silent treatment, not on purpose, just because we're pissed at each other for like a few days. But now it doesn't go past like 10 minutes and we recover fast. And I think we're really hearing where each other is coming from. So things that used to annoy us don't really annoy us anymore. I think we've come a long way.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, we don't easily get irritated at each other.
Yeah, so
I get easily irritated, but it's not with him.
Yeah, and so if you like that our relationship has progressed, don't forget to hit the like button, share, and the turn on notifications.
Yeah. Hey, we're trying to up our fucking influencer space,
all
right?
I'm making up for all the other ones that we've done.
Yeah. So if you like this podcast, if you like our YouTube, go like that video. Just any random video, go like it. Yeah. Okay, Gio's getting a new tattoo soon. I fucking hope so. I keep looking for artists that I like out here that pertain to the style I like, and I can't find any. So if you know any dope, sick, neo-traditional tattoo artists out here, shoot them my way. Again, follow me at Gio_Antoinette. And I definitely I have so many tattoo ideas I want to get. Please, please, please send them my way.
I actually know what my next tattoo is. And I found the artist. So now I just got to put things together and start the process. I was kind of on the fence on it. And then I was just like, you know what? Why have all these like unnecessary personal mental obstacles for things? Like if I want to do something, just fucking do it and be happy, you know, and you only have one life to live. So I'm going to do it.
It's fucking put the fucking metal to the pedal, baby.
Pedal to the metal.
Pedal to the metal, baby.
Yep.
The metal to the pedal. Y'all own a gym, but you don't like working out personally. You want to take that?
So for me, I don't think you know me very much then, and you haven't been following my personal Instagram. So make sure you go to Bart Kwan to follow the personal Instagram. And that also means you don't follow the Bartle Brigade channel. If you know me and you know my friends, that's all my friends ever, like Steve, Joe, David, that's all they say is they're like, wait, are you really a comedian if you're just working out all the time? So I work out on camera. Off camera, when we travel, go to Hawaii, go to Japan, I'm the only one working out. I bring bands with me. I fucking love training. Like that's just who I am. So it's crazy for you to think that I don't like the train, which is pretty nuts.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy training. I've been training. My mom actually brought up this really cute memory that I completely forgot I had. But she said, so growing up, I've mentioned it so many times that my parents were super strict with me, so I couldn't go out anywhere. So I spent a lot of my life in my bedroom. And she said that I would constantly just work out on my own. I was constantly doing, I don't know, always some type of exercise. And she said that I even had a picture of the supermodel in a bikini or something. And I'm like, that's the, I realized who the model was. I don't remember her name, but I have to see her. She's this blonde. She had fucking awesome abs. She was, I forgot. She's a Victoria's Secret model, old school, like talking about 90s. I'll show you a picture of her. I just can't remember her name. But yes, she said that I would use her as like my motivation because I'm like, mom, I'm going to look like her one day. And then I would constantly work out. So I personally really enjoy physical challenge, AKA working out. But I think these past few years, I was just on a different journey. I was on a mom journey. And I think I really wanted to just be a good mom because I feel like I didn't want to be a bad mom. So I really wanted to focus all my efforts on raising my boy that I kind of put fitness on the back burner, but it's not something that I don't like doing. I actually really, really enjoy it. So wrong assumption. you want a big family. Oh, fuck yes. I love big families.
I do personally want one. And I want it from both ways. I do want one from like our offspring point of view, but I also like it from like the extended family point of view. Like when you know, when you watch Home Alone in the beginning and you don't know who the fuck is who. There's there's just 30 people in the house.
Love
aunts,
it.
Uncles, whoever. I love that. So that is like, I guess, a personal goal of mine. If we can somehow start bringing our families,
let's just start collecting families. Hey, you want to come with us? Let's go
closer and closer. Yeah, like one of our buddies, they moved across state and they moved like their mom, their two brothers and their sister. And I'm like, how did you make that happen? And he was like, oh, I bought everyone houses. And I'm
that's rich. You know, like, the rich was about, we're not that rich.
Yeah,
rich.
I was like, oh shit. I'm like, and he goes, it's hard for him to say no when I buy them a house. I'm like, you're not wrong about that.
True that.
So that makes me go, damn. I'm like, that's the reason why I need a hustle so that you have tons of fucking options you can make.
Mm-hmm. Gio was hella popular in high school and college. You assume very wrong. In high school, I was not popular.
I was a loser.
I was not popular at all. Like at all. Like no one mentioned me in the fucking high school yearbook because I was so cool. Like nobody cared. Nobody even knew I existed, which is fine. I don't care. But in college, everyone's just doing their own thing. And I went to a community college, which means like a majority of the people there are there full time, but they have a full time job too. So all they do is they go, they show up to class and then they bounce and they go back to life. They don't dorm. They don't really stay there. So I didn't really have a school. I went to Cal State LA. I didn't really have a school that had like mega school spirit. So nobody gave a fuck about anyone. People were just trying to get in, get out, get their degree.
It's really hard to get popular in college unless you're like a superstar. Like me and Joe, we were doing JK when we were in college already and we would get recognized quite a bit and we were doing shows and stuff already. But in terms of that compared to like some of the athletes that were being scouted to go to the NBA, we were nobody. We were on the cover of the Daily Bruin, which is the UCLA magazine. And I believe at the time it was the third most circulated newspaper in LA and still no one knew who the fuck we were. So it's tough being popular in college.
It is really popular. It's hard. Y'all were toxic while dating each other.
In some ways. Yeah. In some ways, yeah,
I would
for
say,
sure.
Yeah, we were pretty toxic with each other.
I think anytime you don't fix your own toxicity with yourself, mm-hmm. when you date, it comes out. And
it doesn't. Yeah, and it comes out towards the other person heavy.
Yeah, because I think half the times, you know, like when we were dating, we were toxic towards each other. We're probably just projecting a ton of our own insecurities, our own limitations and restrictions and stuff like that because we haven't dealt with it on our own. And so when you're in a relationship, I think your main goal is to be able to hear each other, hear the other person, because that's what love's all about, right? It's about being selfless and making sure the other person's happy and not only getting out of the other person's way of their own success, but when you're still in your own way, it's really hard to get out of other people's way.
Yeah. And then you don't recognize that you're in someone's way. So then you get pissed because they're not moving because literally you're in their way. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Move.
Yeah. And like a perfect example of this is like, you know, when one of the couples like, oh, I want to start a business now. And the other person immediately goes, what? But we don't even have time with each other. It's like immediately the projection comes up. Wait, no, you're using us as an excuse to get in their way now, but you can't even see the depth of that yet.
Just yet.
You know, instead of supporting, figuring out a way how you can assimilate the relationship into that new endeavor to help boost that person's way. So a lot of that is very complicated and deep, and it's you have to deal with a lot of your own stuff first.
Yeah, so for sure. Good assumption. Gio, let me see. Gio is the one who has the pants. I don't think that makes sense. I think you mean like I'm the one that wears the pants around the house.
Technically, because I don't wear pants around the house.
True, right? I don't think we have that type of relationship where someone wears the pants. I think and I absolutely love our relationship. I think when one of us is weak, the other one is usually stronger in that area. And that's how I like to view it. It's like, hey, I'm weak here, but you're strong. You take it away, you know? And it doesn't matter. Like, it's not a gender thing. It's not a, like a roles thing. It's just like a, are you capable or not?
It's a team thing.
That's it. Yeah. We're like a basketball team, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, no one really wears the pants, which is really cool. Cause I grew up in a household like that where it's very patriarchal and the man always wore the pants. So it did take me a few years to understand that it doesn't have to be that way. Like it felt uncomfortable for me if the guy wasn't wearing the pants, you know? Yeah. Like if I was always a decision maker, I started seeing my partner as like a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? The man's supposed to wear the pants. What are you talking about? I mean, I've obviously evolved from that now and I'm glad I don't think that way anymore. And I'm so happy our relationship's not like that. I like these. These are really good. Oh my goodness. Okay. So this one is Bart is kind of scared to discipline Taika being too hard, etc. So Gio takes on the role more.
I am.
These are awesome. I like
that's
these.
A really good one. I am kind of scared to discipline Taika a little bit. And you know why? The reason why is I got disciplined fucking hard by my parents and a lot of it became very physical. So in that regard, I'm very scared where I'm very, before I even discipline Taika, I almost always have to give myself a pep talk first to know that this is for the betterment of him and to keep my emotions at bay, no matter how frustrated I am. So I've never hit him because I've got my ass beat just straight out of emotion before. And I never, ever want that to happen. But I don't ever shy away from setting rules though. So like setting rules and like making sure he knows what's right or wrong at that time, I definitely do. But if I do start to get frustrated, which is pretty rare, I pull myself aside a lot. And I think the above that, the biggest thing that we always do is we definitely play like good cop, bad cop a lot. Where like, let's say if I'm hard on him right now and Gio sensed that, then like he knows after timeout, Gio might go there and talk to him like, hey, do you know why Papa like put you in timeout? And it's like a very soft and nurturing part. So there's always this balance. And vice versa, you know, like if I see Gio go pretty hard on him, then I'm, hey, do you know why Mama was so mad? And then he'll say, oh yeah, it's because of this. And so there's always like, I always want him to feel that no matter how hard the discipline is, there's always a safe space and there's always nurturing involved.
CUNY.
Yeah.
I like us. Never went through a rough patch. Example, jealousy or not making each other a priority. We definitely went through a rough patch. We were about to break up.
Mm-hmm.
We were about to break up and not disassemble, but dissolve all of our businesses. And I mean, it was going to be crazy, right? Because we're just so, our lives are so interlinked.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've definitely had a rough patch. We've been over that for
quite a few years now.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years now. So yeah, I mean, we're a normal couple like anyone else. We go through all the trials and tribulations that you guys definitely go through. I think that's just a part of two strangers having their own experiences in life and then coming together as strangers and then building this relationship with each other, you know, coping with life and your own personal challenges and then bringing that back into the relationship. I think that's all very normal. I think the thing that sets us apart from a lot of the couples that we're around and know of is the fact that we're always rooting for each other and we're always down to listen to each other and we're always down to do what's best for the relationship, not for the individual. What I really love about us.
Yeah.
You both should. Okay, that one's a good one. I already talked about that. You guys are secretly stoners. Bart doesn't like weed.
I don't like weed at all.
I love weed.
That's funny.
Yeah, I smoke more frequently. I actually started smoking more weed this year, right? Oh, not this year, not 2021, it's a brand new year, but 2020, in hopes of better understanding my thoughts. So I have a lot of ruminating thoughts and like I was just in my own head too much and I just had a lot of noise in there. And I realized that when I smoke or when I drank, everything slowed down for me and I was able to really focus on what was going on in my head. And I really enjoyed that because I was able to dissect a lot of, you know, a lot of my own perceived shortcomings or my own thoughts, and it helped me work through a lot of issues that I had with myself. I didn't necessarily like the drinking part of it. I just didn't like how it just made me feel. Like my body just felt like it had more toxins in it. Like it just didn't feel good. Like my skin just felt yucky. Like I didn't like how I felt with drinking. So I did stick more to weed. And when I smoke, it's not like to get fucked up. It was more to just write and like I said, you know, sort out my thoughts. So I'm like a two puff person, like I'll take two hits and I'm done. Like, and I'm ready to rock. So
yeah, I don't think you're a stoner at all, because it almost seems like you take it like medicine.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's like you take some medicine so you can think and self-reflect, slow your thoughts down.
Yeah, I'm not trying to run away from anything.
Yeah, it's not like you like, fuck yeah, let's smoke and turn the lava lamps on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is funny. This is an assumption. Your next kid's middle name is going to be Barb. What?
That's funny. That's really funny.
There's a lot of weed smoking. Bar doesn't like it. I sleep like a baby.
I don't like smoking weed at all because it changes who I am. Not in like a good or bad way. Just like the way that I am right now, I fucking love, right? Like I fully embrace my ADHD. I love that my brain is everywhere at once and I think fucking fast about some of the kookiest, looniest things. So pretty much my own thoughts entertain myself and I love that. When I smoke, I get really slow. And then now like things are coming to me like one at a time. And I guess for focus, that might actually be good. But because it's so slow, I don't feel like I'm in this Looney Tunes crazy creative world that I am normally in like right now. So I don't like that. And then also when I smoke and I go to sleep, for some reason, I can't hit REM sleep. Like, have you guys ever taken like a bunch of caffeine and then you try to go to sleep? It feels like that, where like, I guess my body's sleeping. I did have dreams, but I wake up like, whoa,
mentally exhausted.
I was so tired. I don't think I actually hit REM. So that's how it feels like. And I have asthma. So I'm just not a big fan of just ingesting anything through my lungs to begin with. So yeah, I don't smoke cigarettes, smoke weed or any of that stuff.
I'll take it. Yeah. I do want to introduce our next sponsor though.
Shout out to our sponsor, Barbell Brigade. Boy, do I got a big surprise for you guys. So in the month of January, which we're already in a few more weeks, we're about to drop our outerwear collection. I know a lot of you guys are traveling, hiking, going into the snow, going to the desert, going to a bunch of cold places, and we have a bunch of outerwear to protect you from the elements, and we're dropping that really soon. So make sure you go to barbellbrigade.com and check that out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and we're back with more of your guys' assumptions about us. This one is, you guys fight a lot.
We don't fight very much.
We don't fight a lot.
Used to though. When we're like leading up to the rough patch, in the rough patch, and slightly after the rough patch, man, we had some big fights. Like things were thrown, there's holes in the walls, that kind of stuff. Very unhealthy anger, a lot of personal demons lashing out, that kind of stuff. But I'm so glad that we've been able to stick through it and really want the best for our relationship. And we fixed pretty much all of that stuff. And yeah, I'm also happy that Taika has never witnessed us fight, which is awesome. Cause growing up, you know, I saw my parents fight like crazy. I saw the divorce happen and that's something I never wanted. So I don't even know if Taika has ever seen us fight before.
Yeah. Yeah. On camera, you know, like we do a lot of bickering, which some of you guys might view as fighting, but it's just that, like, it's just all for show. Like it's all real. Right. But like, we do play it up a lot because we just think it's comedic and we think it's funny. But whenever like I talk shit to Bart or Bart calls me a bitch or whatever the fuck, it never comes from a serious place. Like once we say cut, that's it. We're back to kissing or hugging or we're like, it never happened. Like, so whatever you see on camera that you might think is a fight is just playtime. It's just us going like, let's just turn it up a notch. Let's get a little bit kooky. You guys know how to resolve an argument fast. Now we do. Now it's really fucking cool because like what Bart just finished saying, we went through the rough patch. We've fucking worked on ourselves like crazy. So now if something comes up, we're quick to be like, wait, where is this coming from? Is it coming from my own personal thing or is it an us thing? And then once we figure that out, if it is an us thing, then we're quick to be like, hey, fuck, I fucked up. I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. And then, you know, we take it from there and we move on. Yeah, it's quite beautiful. I would be jealous of us if I saw how cool our relationship was. It's really? Kind of like that.
That's cuny.
Yeah. Gio never gets sick.
You really don't.
I rarely do. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And if I do get sick, this sounds fucked up, but this is how little sick I get. Like, I'm just like, oh, yay, I get to be in bed now.
Damn.
Yeah, because it's just so mild.
It's so mild, yeah.
Like, yay, I get bed rest.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't have to go to school. Woohoo. In school, I got sick a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got sick all the time. Bart's older.
No, Gio's actually older.
By a year, yeah.
By a year, old lady.
Oh, this is funny. You guys are cool parents. So you guys would try ecstasy with Tycho when he gets older.
I probably would.
Me too.
To be honest, I probably would. Just because, you know, ecstasy, when it was first invented, it's actually developed as a drug for, I think, sociopaths to help build empathy because it unlocks something and you're able to like relate like crazy. And, you know, a lot of us, the reason why it's hard for us to relate with people is we've had our own personal traumas. We build up all these defensive walls. So a lot of times it's much easier to see something that we don't understand and judge them versus finding common ground. And so I'm sure of it. Tycho, with as much effort as we try to raise him in the best environment possible, he's still going to experience his own traumas, whether it's at school, at home, wherever. So I would love to get to a point where if he is going to try it, where you can do it and really relate to each other somehow, you know, and have a good time. Yeah.
Same. Bart would be the overprotective dad once he has a daughter.
I don't think so. I think I would treat Tyka and my daughter the exact same way. They have the exact same rules, which is to grow up and be stand-up citizens and open doors for old people. And if there's pregnant ladies in the subway, you give up your chair for them. Like, I think, like, just trying to teach class and manners. And I don't really think I have, like, weird, like, gender rules, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want either of them to be a little fucking pussy either. And I want both of them to have class. Like, I don't know.
And to be sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's correct. So this one says that Bart is lazy and doesn't cook or clean. So true.
You promise?
No, Bart actually does like 90% of our household cooking. And I'm very fortunate because he was raised by a single mom that he knows how to do everything a traditional mom back in the day would have to learn how to do, which is cooking, cleaning, laundry, folding, like all of that. Like Bart is very capable in that realm. And it feels like in our household, there aren't really any gender roles, really, other than like, do we have gender roles? I mean, I guess you're the guy that protects the house physically.
Yeah.
That's a gender role. Do I have one?
Not really.
I think that might be the only gender role that we have.
The other one is like when it does get into certain like more maternal things, you just automatically jump in just because you have a knack for it.
Yeah. But yeah, Bart's not lazy at all. Everything's very fair and it's very 50-50. I'm also such a fair 50-50 type of person that I don't want someone that is clingy or depends on me and vice versa. So I think because we both are that way and we both respect each other so much that we really do see each other as a team. And in a team, one person's not better than the other, you know? Yeah, you have your MVP and shit, but it's in one space, I guess. But yeah, I think in certain areas we're MVPs, but big picture wise, we're just a team and the team does what the team needs to do to win, you know? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What? You guys talk in your CUNY voices during sex?
I used to, and then she thought I was weird, so we cut it out.
Yeah, I do it sometimes though.
Yeah.
Because I like being the submissive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't feel like you're an adult. The kid tendencies in you run strong.
I think we just talked about this maybe in a few more podcasts ago. So maybe we should go check that and don't forget to hit the like button. And
also nice, share. Nice.
But yeah, I think what we realized is, at least for me, my whole life as I got older, what I was really trying to do is really just truly unlock the kid inside of me and all the adult things that people see on the outside, like whether it's setting up businesses or investments or anything like that. They're really just to set the kid up for infinite play. So I do feel like I'm just on the verge of unlocking this extreme kid that's finally going to be able to drive an ice cream truck around. Like, you know, that's who I really want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I look at Tyke and I'm like, how did I, who just learned about being mature, kind of, am now responsible for another life? Like that shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys don't actually love each other as much as you want to and feel forced to for your fans. I hate this motherfucker.
I'm trying to understand it because it sounds really deep.
That it's all for show. Like we're being chummy, which is funny to me because we've never been that couple. Yeah. We've never been the lovey-dovey couple anyway.
That's true. That's pretty funny.
So maybe the clips that they have seen of us together, like maybe your posts to me, like online, how you're always professing your love and your soulmate and all that stuff. Maybe that's what he's referring to. Like maybe that might be fake.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is fake. It's for the likes.
No, we absolutely adore each other. I love the way our love is because our love allows for each one of us to continue growing and going down our own independent path as an adult and as a person and just navigating life. And I love that. But then I love that our love is so freeing that, you know, we're allowed to go and explore and do whatever it is that we want to do. And then we can come back and bring it to the relationship without one of the partners feeling left behind or left out or you know, like their partner is leaving them or whatever. Like we have such a secure relationship. Yeah, and I fucking adore the shit out of Bart. Like Bart's my fucking person. Bart's my soulmate. Like no one out there on this planet can ever live up to Bart. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, like I just can't find myself being compatible or loving someone as much as I love Bart. Like, yeah, it just even that thought is just funny to me.
Like, skinny.
Like, wait, you're telling me I have to love someone else? I'm like, forget it. I'll just stay single.
Skinny.
Come on, you bitch. Bring it back. I just did some cute shit about
that's
you.
That's really cute. Yeah, yeah.
You're all looking at me with hard eyes.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just enjoying it all.
You bozo. Okay, fuck it. That's all I get. Let's fucking bring our next sponsor in.
Shout outs to Junbee. This podcast is also brought to you by Junbee. A lot of you guys actually leave comments and DM me and ask, how can I get involved with you guys business-wise? And here is your freaking chance. So for Junbee, because our entire mission is to bring ceremonial grade matcha, which is delicious, has hella benefits.
High quality matcha.
High quality. And we want to bring it to the masses at an affordable rate and in all kinds of delicious flavors and variations. We need help to do that. So if you're interested in franchising Junbee and bringing it into your town, and if you're passionate about as much as we are, make sure you go to shopjunbee.com. There's an entire franchise section because last year we were trying to franchise, but unfortunately we all know what happened. But this year, and more COVID. Than ever, yeah, more than, COVID. And more than ever, if you're trying to figure out a way to invest, figure out a way to secure your financial future, with the way the interest rates, if you understand anything about economy or finances or the government grants that are coming out right now, the interest rates that are going to be locked in for a long time, it's a perfect recipe for any type of business to start up. And so if this is something that you're passionate about, go to shopjunbee.com, go to the franchise section, tell them that Bart sent you. And we're always looking for partners, not just in the States, but all over the world.
Yep. And we're back, and Bart's still not complimenting me. It's all right. Okay, another assumption that you guys had is you guys would rather not see fans in public, especially around Tyka.
Mm. That's a true assumption for me because when I'm with Tyka, my time is very precious. And so I want to be able to have that unaffected, uninfluenced, intimate time with him and our family. And but what's cool is there have been many times where we do meet and greets with Tyka, or we meet fans in public with Tyka. And it actually like really warms my heart to see that people are actually huge fans of him because they find how cute he is.
I think people like Tyka way more than they like us, for sure.
They see how cute he is just as much as I do. And so when that happens, I'm like, man, that's fucking awesome. So I still like those interactions. But me on a personal level, I like when I take Tyka to like the park, for example, I'm looking to be able to spend awesome father-son time at the park. And even if mom wants to come, I'm like, no, it's father-son time. So yeah. I don't envision it being affected by a bunch of other people.
Yeah. So kind of like Bar, but a little bit different. So yes, we're very appreciative and we know that we wouldn't be here today without the support of you guys. Absolutely, 100%. So I always want to give you guys my undivided attention. And when I do ever meet you guys out in public, I absolutely love it. Back in the day, I was terrified of it because I was such an introvert and I just had low, I don't know, I just didn't believe that I was in any sort of position to have any sort of fellowship or fans, that I'm just like, wait, what? Why do you want a picture? It's just me. What the fuck? No, please get away from me. I don't want, but no, you don't want pictures of me. Why me? You know, like I just had so much self-doubt about, you know, the following that we had created. So that was me in the beginning. But now, like, I do love meeting you guys and I do really enjoy, and I love seeing the face behind, you know, the positive words that you guys have, you know, given us, or the support that I see that you guys give us. So I do like, and I do definitely like meeting you guys. Absolutely. But like Bart, when we are having family time, I do love when people are like, hey, I saw that you guys were, you know, like having family time. I just wanted to say hi. And I really, can I just get a picture, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then it's like, okay, we don't want to bother. We're like, bye. And I'm like, oh shit, that's really tight. Like, that's very respectful, you know, because like, I feel like that's just what you would do with anyone, you know, like you would, hey, mom, I know you're busy right now, but I have this real quick question, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that's cool. But that's not to say that I don't like meeting you guys in person. Like, if you guys are there and you guys are like, fuck, I fucking look up to you, whatever. Like, you've changed my fucking life. Cool. Let's talk about it. You know, yes, my time is limited, but fuck, so is yours. So let's just have a conversation, you know, and if we both have to go somewhere, or if I have to go somewhere, then I'll just excuse myself and, you know, say thank you and I appreciate you. And hopefully we can continue this conversation online or whatever. But yeah, I don't really mind anymore. I'm just like, cool. Like, I wouldn't be here without you guys. So let's have a conversation. For the most part, though, I want to say like 99% of the time, you guys are so shy and just so scared that it's more like, can I just get a picture? Okay, bye. And those are the times where I'm like, oh man, like I wish I would have talked to you a little bit. Like I know where you're coming from because it's like, you just don't feel comfortable, but I'm like, oh man, I wanted to know a little bit about you.
So yeah, I like the experience more. I'd rather have a talk and us spend like 15, 20 minutes talking than just do it for the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. You guys are absolutely happily married. Absolutely.
Very, very true.
Bart has stinkier farts. You know what? I want to praise fart. I want to praise Bart because once we really sat down and I was telling him how unattractive that trait of his was to me, he, like, it's not to him, so he doesn't give a fuck. But to me, it was something where I'm like, why do I need to smell that? Like, it's disgusting to me. So he was very respectful. And I think for a couple years now, he hasn't farted in front of me. So I don't even know. I'll never forget what his fart smelled like. Let me tell you that. But I just don't remember the last time I ever had to smell them.
I always go around the corner and I pull my butt cheeks apart to let it come out.
And the butt cheeks apart is so that it doesn't cling into anything.
Yeah. So I pull my pants down, pull the butt cheeks and go.
Just go straight up. Oh my God. Yeah. So he's done a really great job. I haven't had to smell it. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Let me see. Oh, y'all fight like a regular couple, but everyone thinks you don't. Nah, we don't. You guys have vanilla sex? No, we don't. To me, vanilla sex is just missionary.
Oh.
That's boring. To me.
I don't know.
To each their own.
Yeah.
None of my business. Y'all look like the type to have rough sex. Nah.
Lots of ones, huh?
Yeah, we like sensual sex. I love like teasing and slow because I want it so fucking bad and so hard. I'm like, nah, fucking tease me. I love to torture myself. And we like really sensual, like
Slytherin.
Kinky. Yeah. Slytherin.
Slytherin. Like fine. Slytherin sex. Around each other. Yeah.
This one's a diss. Not even an assumption, but it's fucking funny. Bart uses a step stool when doing standing doggy. He gets on his tippy toes, motherfucker. That's what he just said.
That's a good idea, actually.
Oh, when a tyka?
Yeah, I might actually do it.
I wonder if that would work.
If you could hold my weight, that might actually be a good idea.
No,
thank
not
you.
Tyka's. Maybe we can get one.
Step stool?
Let's try it.
Like one of the Liberator?
That's fucking funny. Are we going to have sex tonight? Yeah, hold on. Let me go get my stool.
Yeah.
Hey, people use different apparatuses and shit. Why can't you use a step stool?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
No diss.
Gio dominates in the bedroom and in general. Well, in general, I definitely dominate. I don't try to dominate Bart in any sort of way, but in the bedroom, no. I like being submissive.
Just humbly in the bedroom.
Yeah. You guys are geeks / nerds. You love sci-fi, fantasy, RPG, Star Wars, Star Trek, and and Magic the Gathering. Oh, Magic the Gathering.
Oh, man.
None of that is us.
I
not
really
even
wished,
one thing.
I wished I was, because all of that stuff is so popular right now. But I remember a time where you got beat up for being a gamer. And so I, unfortunately, there's so much trauma during that period of growing up that I was scared to even touch games. So the fact that you have superstar gamers now is so fucking cool, and people can go out and do what they want. And I wished I was. So there's, I can be in the cool crowd, because I feel like I'm not in the cool crowd because I'm not into all those things.
Yeah, no, we're not into any of that stuff, unfortunately. We tried, like, we tried to dabble into the Star Wars thing. We've gone to watch several movies. Oh my God, remember those things? Remember movies?
I know, I miss movies so much.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, so yeah, we've dabbled in that a few times, but it just never sticks. That's not our thing. I think the most fantasy stuff that we got into was probably Game of Thrones.
Yes, that's the most.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's the most.
Yeah. Wait, what? That you two are so focused when you are in biz work mode and don't get distracted. That's pretty true. When it's business time, it's business time. Like, we're business partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's above anyone. any fights or disagreements or anything lingering from a relationship, part of it just doesn't come into the business part of it.
Yeah, I try to live my life 100% at a time. So if I'm in business mode, it's business mode. I try to I don't even have kids. But when I'm dad mode, then it's really like
100% dad.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk to him. Don't talk about any business shit, because he doesn't give a fuck. He's not in the right headspace.
Yeah. I have to be in the right headspace to do anything right.
Yeah. Bart is a little afraid Jill will find out that she is too good looking for him. Wait, what? I'm too what?
Too good looking.
Wait, let me. I'm with Bart. Yeah, I'm way too good looking for Bart. Hey, I appreciate that, because yeah, that was actually a compliment on me.
That is a compliment.
Yeah, though, that's an assumption that Bart is, you're a little afraid that I'm gonna find out I'm too good looking for you. That right there, my friends, is called confidence, because it ain't about that. Looks are gonna fade. Like, yeah, if I didn't captivate him because I have a fucking dope ass personality, which I really fucking do, then I'm fucked, right? Because then he's going to be like, ugh, Gio's not beautiful, so I need to move on to the next beautiful thing. So, nah. All right, we got time for one more. Oh, nice. I assume that Gio has always been a good girl trying to fit in by doing bad stuff. What bad stuff? What bad stuff?
I don't know. I guess maybe they're talking about... in high school, did you have to like smoke weed to fit in with the
no.
weed crowd?
So I was actually, excuse me. So I was actually really innocent, not by choice. So I was really innocent. And I've always been just a really curious person. I like experiences. So I've always wanted to feel what things, you know, I just always wanted to experience things. So I didn't label it as good or bad, especially if they were deemed bad. I'm like, oh shit, they must be fun. I want to try it. So I'm always a down ass bitch for anything. And I don't do it because I want to fit in anywhere. I do it because that's what I just find exciting. And that's what I want to experience. So other people will deem it as bad. But for me, I'm just like, but it was fun. So I'm not one to be easily peer pressured. And I'm not one to try to do things to fit in so that people like me. Oh, I guess that was it. Yeah, you have nothing. I'm like, yeah, they didn't say anything about you. My bad.
Yeah, I don't know what you've been doing.
My bad. Yes, you do. I've been with you forever. You know everything I do.
Well, I don't know the what they're talking about, because I don't, from your, the last 12, 13 years that I've known you, it's not like, I don't see you trying to do bad things to fit in. So I was assuming that it has to be like your high school days, you know?
Mm-mm. No, that's why I wasn't popular. I just never did anything that, I just never did anything for anyone else. That's why I was always kind of like, with the outcast people or whatever. And then when I was with them, then I'm like, ooh, I wonder what sports are like. And that's the cool people at the time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, let me try sports. And then I got into sports, and then that was that. Yeah. So yeah, I've never been that person.
Isn't that crazy that gamers are the cool people now?
That's awesome.
Because even athletes, for them to be cool, they also play games now.
That's fucking cool. It's I cool, love huh? it. You see, really nothing cool. is permanent, and nothing is impossible.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's fucking sick. let's fucking go. But yeah, that's pretty much it. These are some really dope assumptions. You see how many I got through? There's no way I would have got there. We would have got through so many on Instagram.
True.
And again, if you don't know what this Instagram thing's about, just follow me. Geo _Antoine.
And go to Barkwan. BARTKWAN.
This is obviously a fucking shtick that we're doing. But
no,
I mean,
it's real.
But I mean, yeah, we should be better influencers and have you guys, you know that we do other things, like have a YouTube channel. And I mean, if you only know us from podcasting, then we have a YouTube channel. It's a family vlog. We own a gym. We own a fitness apparel line. We own a fitness supplements line. We have a talk show. We had a game show. We had a short film show.
We had a lot. Rush did a lot.
We have restaurants. We have a matcha shop. The list goes on and on, motherfuckers. So yeah, check us out because we're really fucking cool people. And I appreciate everyone that submitted their assumption. These were really, really fun. I hope to do those again. And yeah, thanks to our sponsors. So thank you to BetterHelp. Make sure to visit betterhelp.com/bail, BEAW. That's BetterHelp, HELP. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, that's betterhelp.com/bail.
And if you're looking for some layers to help keep you warm, and if you're looking for some layers to help keep you warm during this cold winter, make sure to go to BarbellBrigade.com. We're about to drop our outerwear collection very soon. And also, last but not least, our sponsor, Junbee. If you're looking for awesome business partners to work with and an entire team to help support your franchise, make sure you go to JunbeeShop.com and check out the franchise tab.
Bye.
Bye.